Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Phil, does that mean our streets are that much cleaner that we could eat off of them?
3 second rule. No.
Not a pretty picture there, Susan. I don't even know if you, sometimes you wonder if you forget about eating off them. Sometimes you're wondering if you should even be walking on them. That's right. San Francisco is spending three times as much as Los Angeles, as you said, way more than Chicago, more than San Jose, more than San Diego. What this report did was compare it to 11 cities around the country, six of them here in California, and the others are Baltimore, Minneapolis, and places outside that were sort of comparable. And San Francisco just came out so far ahead of everybody else in terms of spending per capita. I mean, the average resident spends $40 a year to try to keep the streets and sidewalks clean. And anybody that's walked down them can see that pretty much it's still a losing battle.
Well, so that begs the question, right? Are we inefficient in cleaning them? Are we just flat out filthier than other cities when it comes to dumping stuff on the street? And I know one of the things that's on the street is, you know, stuff, like human stuff.
Right, exactly. And it's stuff that would usually be flushed out, and instead it's sitting there and it's getting part of the sidewalk. I've been out with the cleaning crews, and they hit the streets early in the morning, and I understand they really do put an effort into it. The Department of Public Works has expanded. It's got everything from portable toilets that they put around in various locations to steam cleaners to garbage emptiers and now new poop patrollers out there. But as Stefani, you know, points out, the problem is you got to get to the source. It's we are literally just bailing out a ship that's sinking in its own. And the street behavior that you're talking about, coupled with the city's massive giveaway of needles, has added all to the streets. But politically and such, we don't know what to do about it. It's you don't get arrested for it anymore. People just don't want to deal with it. So the idea is to just to try to clean it up. And oftentimes that has almost been like while there, you know, room service for homeless encampments where the Department of Public Works would come in with a crew, clean up an area and, you know, tell everybody to move their tents. They'd steam clean it and then the tents would just go back on. So some of this is a round robin that just keeps growing and so do the costs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.